Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Easter Monday when last we visited Murondoy, but Malachi met Auntie Myrtle and Catalina for lunch. Auntie Myrtle was very sarcastic to Catalina, and they argued about her relationship with Maurice. Auntie Myrtle jumped to conclusions when Maurice entered with a young lady, but she happened to be his niece. Later that evening, Catalina visited Maurice at his home. As we return, June and James are talking.
James, why was Catalina calling you?
She did?
Yes. Look, there's a missed call on your phone.
Oh, I had no idea. And I really don't know why she would be calling me, June.
Well, call her back and find out what she wants.
I'm sure she will call back if it's important.
But you're not going to call her?
No, June. Look, there's nothing to worry about with me and Catalina. She's dating Maurice.
Yes, and Auntie Myrtle is worried.
Look, the guy has confided in me and I think he's genuine. I don't think Aunt Myrtle should worry.
Well, that's comforting coming from you.
Ah, come on, June.
Catalina always seemed to be getting mixed up or wanting to get mixed up with the wrong man. I don't know what went on behind my back with you two. But she certainly has a problem with choosing men.
Look, maybe at one point we got too close. But we were never intimate.
If you say so.
It is the truth, June.
I didn't doubt you.
Yeah, but the look on your face and the way you said that.
Are you ready to go over by my parents?
I don't want this stuff about Catalina hanging over our heads.
You're the one who seems to be making a bigger deal out of it.
Do you trust me?
Do I have reasons not to?
June, you know I've worked hard over the years to remain faithful to you.
And I am not doubting that.
Well, don't make me feel like I have to second guess myself.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Cecil, you're really going to leave me in this house alone to go and live with June and her weird husband?
Lucille, the offer was made to both of us. You can come too.
I don't want to leave my home.
Well, I just want to relax. Our daughter has offered to take care of us, and I am going to let her.
We are fully capable of taking care of ourselves.
You may think so, Lucille, but we are getting down. I don't want to wake one night and the house is on fire.
How will it be on fire unless you burn it?
I have seen too many stories in the news where senior citizens died in fires.
And you think a fire can't occur at June's house?
I will feel safer over there.
So, is this a permanent move, Cecil?
I'm contented to stay.
James isn't happy about this, you know. That is one thing he and I agree on.
Well, maybe he can move over here with you.
Oh, don't be obnoxious.
Since you're on the same page.
Cecil, as your wife, you cannot leave me alone.
I don't want to leave you alone, dear. I want us both to accept the help of our daughter so we'll be safe.
And I don't want anyone to treat me like I have lost my senses. How dare June try to get me to live with James when I have been in charge of my own home for decades?
June just wants the best for us.
She should want the best for herself. She's still with that adulterer.
Oh, come on, Lucille. It has been years since James changed his behavior.
I am sure Catalina would have something different to say.
June is happy with him, and that is all that matters.
But is she really happy?
Well, I guess me living there, sooner or later, the truth will be revealed.
And hopefully, it doesn't kill you.
I do hope so.
You're getting on my nerves, Cecil.
Oh, am I really? I'm sorry, dear. It's not intentional.
I am not going to accept this. I am not going to stay in this house alone.
I'm all packed and ready to go, June.
That's great, Dad. Mom, what about you?
June, I have told you that I'm not moving in with you and that serpent.
James, will you take my bags to your car? Thank you, James.
Mom, I really want you to come. Let's just try it for a week or two and see how it goes.
I cannot stand being in James's presence.
You expect me to try it
for a week or two? Are you out of your mind?
But Mom, you can't stay here alone.
Oh, don't insult me.
Please. I promise you and James will stay out of each other's way.
I am not coming.
Okay. Well, I'm not comfortable with you staying here alone. Can I get someone to stay with you? I know you said you don't want a live-in maid, but Mom, something has to be done. It is not safe for you to live alone.
Me and my husband have been living alone just fine. But you have convinced him that he needs to live with you and your womanizing husband.
Lucille, as I said, I am quite happy to have my daughter and son-in-law take care of me in my old age.
Mom, we have to come up with a compromise. If you want Dad to stay here with you, someone has to live with you.
No one has to live with us.
You could have burned the house down.
So, you're telling me a young person has never forgotten a pot on a stove? Is that what you're really telling me?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But
leave me be. If Cecil wants to go with you, he can go.
Mom, please.
No, June. Go, go, go. Just let me be.
Ah, James. The breeze is always so lovely here on the veranda.
Ah, this is my favorite spot in the house, Mr. Carter.
I think it's mine too. It's the little things in life, huh?
Well, tell me about it.
I wonder what Lucille is up to.
Well, she was angry when we left, so I imagine she's still upset.
I know June is hoping she changes her mind, but Lucille has always been stubborn.
June is really worried.
I'm hoping that Lucille will miss me so much that she will decide to come.
You think she will?
I know she doesn't want to be alone in that house.
Well, we'll see.
Yes.
But look at life, Mr. Carter. One day you're young and vibrant, and the world is your oyster.
Indeed.
Then before you know it, you're middle-aged.
And that's when the best of life starts. You've worked hard, built a career, and you know who you are.
I can't disagree. When you're young, you're still trying to figure out everything.
I can't complain, James. I've had a good life.
I often worry about getting old.
Why?
I don't know. Something about it scares me.
It's a privilege, you know. When you look at all the young ones who are dying.
Yeah.
As an old man, you might not be able to do all the things you were once able to. But you have a wealth of experience. So many things to look back on and smile about. So much wisdom to pass on.
So, you don't regret being old?
Oh, no. I've lived a good life.
Okay.
But sometimes I wonder, what if I had lived a life without Lucille? I wonder if I would have been happier.
Like if you'd been married to someone else?
Yes.
You know, as much as Lucille despises me, I couldn't see you being with anyone else but each other.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, while she's often erratic, you're calm and just easygoing. It's like you balance out each other.
I suppose.
Look at me and June. We haven't had it easy, but I couldn't see myself with anyone but her.
Love.
Ah, yes. Love.
And it was love that made me stick with Lucille all these years.
It's never perfect, but we stick with them because of love.
And they with us.
Indeed.
Hello?
Lucille,
I was asleep.
And I cannot sleep because you are not here lying next to me. How could you do this to me?
Would you like June to come and get you?
It's late. I'm not going to call June out of her bed. I just want you to know that you've abandoned your wife, to whom you made vows, for better or worse.
Ah, Lucille.
You need to return home, Cecile. First thing in the morning. Come home!
But June wants to take care of us.
June has herself and that foolish husband of hers to take care of.
Lucille, we have to admit that we are senior citizens and we are not as sharp as we were before.
You're not as sharp as you were before. I am perfectly fine.
Okay, Lulu.
Please, come home.
I cannot promise you that.
Would you be happy if you heard something happen to me because I was left here all alone?
Of course not, Lulu. I want you to be safe.
And safe is being with you, Cecile. I don't know why June thinks we can no longer take care of ourselves just because of one mistake. One mistake? We're elderly people, Cecile. Doesn't mean we are incapable of taking care of ourselves.
Lulu.
I despise anyone treating me like this. My own daughter.
Oh, Lulu, don't cry.
You need to come home, Cecile. Please. This is where you belong. We built this home together. We raised June in this house. How can she expect us to walk away from it? I can't do it, Cecile. I refuse to be bullied out of my own home.
June, you've been tossing and turning all night.
I'm worried about Mom being alone.
Lucille is going to be fine. After missing Cecile a few nights, I'm sure she will come over.
I can't be so sure, James. Mom is stubborn.
I think she will.
I just want the best for my parents.
I know. Come. Let me hold you. Everything is going to be okay. I promise you.
June?
Dad?
May I have a minute, please?
Sure. Coming. What's wrong, Dad?
You okay, Mr. Carter?
Yes, yes. I'm fine. But it's Lucille.
Did Mom call? Is everything okay?
Take me home, June. I'm sorry, but I need to be there with her. Please take me home.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.